Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have some incredibly important information to cover here today. We are in a climate where we are openly hearing that there's going to be a civil war, that the president's a traitor, that he's got to be removed. The president is calling all of this an attempted coup. So that is the climate we're in. And there is a deep state that is attempting to take our president down, that is trying, you know, really as hard as they can. And so the headlines are up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. Trump activates U.S. Marine reserves for emergency within the United States to stop illegal coup. Now, we have the Marine Corps order as well that we're going to be going over after we come back from break here. But I want to play a compilation of the last few weeks and going back the last few years, Democrats saying impeach, imprison, and then kill the president. Now, Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, a protege of Comey and of Mueller, is saying they're going to shank the president. They said they're going to kill him. Previously, Mudd said that, but now they're going to shank him. So that's all coming up. Obviously, this is the climate we're in. We're taking this very, very serious. This shows how far we've gone. And they may just move with an illegal coup, not even the impeachment, because Trump in 2 weeks has the IG report coming out on the FISA warrants and the illegal spying on the president. Here's that report.
If he takes the risk of going to trial and he's convicted, that could be seen as an impeachable offense.
I don't see how that wouldn't be an impeachable offense.
That tweet fits the Republican definition of an impeachable offense.
Where do you see an impeachable offense?
It is grounds for impeachment.
Potentially criminal or even impeachable.
Grounds for impeachment.
You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. That apparently directed toward the President of the United States.
Is it impeachable?
100% is impeachable.
Very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
There is enough here for articles of impeachment.
Absolutely.
Already.
The president himself admitted that he had a telephone conversation with the president of Ukraine. He also said he did talk to him about Biden.
Me is with so many people knowing about this, it's interesting, and I'm kind of proud to say this, it took a member of the intelligence community to step up and bring it forward.
It's hard to imagine a set of circumstances that would have alarmed the founders more than what's on that call, where you have a president using the full power of his office to try to effectively coerce a foreign leader that is completely dependent on our country for military, economic, diplomatic, and other support, to intervene in our election to help his campaign.
Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason, pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. That's the only penalty.
I mean, president is only a 4-year job, but it feels like it's taken him 5 years to just fire his ass. It's frustrating. You know, I bet somebody explained how long impeachment takes to John Wilkes Booth, and he was like, okay, well, where's he at right now?
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
The call is the call, but there's nothing here that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, they're wrong.
Look at what happened in Tiananmen Square back in 1989. Thousands were shot dead and run over by army tanks there in the college area when they simply came out and said, we want to be able to vote. We want to be able to have representative government.
In 1986, the
the chairman of the Communist Party by the name of Hu Yaobang, who is sympathetic to the students' debate and democracy movement at that level, was stripped of his position and put under house arrest. And when that happened, China came into a relatively repressive period when all the debate had to go underground, and which caused a lot of tension, and that built up till the spring of 1989, when Hu Yaobang unexpectedly died of a heart attack. And that, as you all remember, was the event that triggered Tiananmen Square demonstrations.
Those days, as a 21-year-old student leader marching on the street of Beijing and occupying Tiananmen Square, we not only had the support of the Chinese people, we had the support from all over the world, particularly in the democratic countries. Clearly, you felt we were fighting for the same as you had fought for and lived by. It felt like history was on our side and victory would be ours soon. On June 4th, 1989, the Chinese Communist Party sent in tanks and troops to massacre the people it claimed to represent. In order to save its own skin, the Communist Party brutally suppressed freedom of expression and crushed all dissent. It has continued to rule since then at the barrel of guns, using fear and lies.
The People's Republic of China is not a republic, neither is North Korea. It is a Politburo Central Committee dictatorship of the grandchildren and the children of the people who overthrew and took over China in its weakened position from the Japanese at the end of World War II, and leftist in America and major foundations backed that so the robber barons would have a country with hundreds of millions of slaves to be able to leverage out the rest of the world economy. And now it is the China century, according to the anti-American globalist at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Will the 21st century be the American century, or will it be the Chinese century?
The Chinese are moving up fast. There's no doubt about that. I was there just about a month ago, and the change in 25 years, because it was 25 years ago that I was first there, is extraordinary.
What would be the consequences, in your opinion, if Trump were to confront China on trade?
One can expect that people like myself and those leading Americans who for eight administrations have pursued a common policy will continue to believe in those principles and will continue to advocate them.
But we're beginning to see signs that the fabric of how we've finessed it is beginning to fray. So I actually think it's possible not just an economic confrontation with China, but also a political and strategic confrontation in ways that if you had had me on the show 1 or 2 years ago, I would not have predicted. This relationship has deteriorated significantly in a short amount of time.
The folks in Hong Kong said when they build this bridge that took 5 years, biggest bridge in the world, from the mainland here, it will be used to bring in tanks and troops. And the bridge hadn't even been completed 2 months when tanks and armored vehicles and hundreds of thousands of troops per week began pouring in a few months ago. Again, it got completed, 6 months ago? They began pouring in right after that. And they've been pouring in hundreds of thousands every week since then. No one knows the full number, but it's reportedly over 1 million. Because very few leave back to the mainland. They've been massing troops there.
Look around us. The societies that have made the most spectacular progress in the shortest period of time are not the most rigidly organized, nor even the richest in natural resources. No, it's where people have been allowed to create, compete, and build, where they've been permitted to think for themselves, make economic decisions, and benefit from their own risks, that societies have become the most prosperous, progressive, dynamic, and free.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, October 6, 2019. And I'm going to cover the news we're going to hit on the other side of this break. I just want to say that the news we're going to be covering here tonight is about as concerning and serious as it can get. And I don't know what's going to happen to this country in the future, because we are a very domesticated, very soft, entertained to death, delusional nation now that is extremely disconnected from the land and disconnected from history and disconnected from our families and disconnected from ourselves. Now, I say all of that not to be mean and not to be on some proverbial high horse like I'm perfect myself. I say that because knowing the problems that we have as a civilization and as a society are what are going to let us know how to fix these problems. Now, we have a lot of big news, obviously, to cover here today. In fact, so much big news that I went to rebroadcast for the first 7-8 minutes of the show so that I could work on what I'm about to break down here on air. And so, again, we come back from break. I'm going to reset as best I can. I'm going to restart the show. And I'm going to really try to lay out exactly what's unfolding. But there is no doubt that there is an attempted coup taking place, not just against the president, but against this country's very existence. No one can deny that we've become a very corrupt nation, a very drugged up nation, a very ignorant nation, a very unhealthy nation on average. But still, we have a lot of attributes that powerful countries and corporate systems want to take control of. And that is what's going on. We are in the middle of a coup against this country. And we see all the trappings, the censorship, the social unrest, the collapsing borders, the economic warfare, the physical warfare, the crises happening all around the planet. And the Democrats, bought and paid for by multinational interest, are openly for the team that wants to bring this country down. That's really what it comes down to. And so we need to look at what that coup comprises itself of and the information that a lot of organizations and groups are pushing for a classical physical coup. And they're trying to hype the intelligence agencies that are a bunch of spoiled, rotten Ivy League snot noses at the top into making a move on the president outside of Congress. Now, if you remember back in 2017, 6 months into the year at the Aspen Institute, being hosted by Wolf Blitzer of CNN, several of Obama's former operatives, Hayden, Brennan, all of them got up on the stage and said, the president will be gone by December. And Blitzer said, you mean impeachment? They said, no, we mean another way. Well, they're now making that move right now, and Trump has called the Marine Corps Reserves up to deal with the breakdown of civilization and to aid civil authorities. We'll break it down when we come back. October 6, 2019. on the Sunday Live Worldwide Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. So the stories are up on Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and the main article originates from NaturalNews.com. I've been talking to Mike Adams today. He's going to be with us tomorrow in studio, hopefully, if not Skype. And he's been talking to his sources. I've been talking to my sources. And this is a public document from October 3rd, ladies and gentlemen, 2019, Memorandum 55019. Already the left is trying to spin this to a previous order from years ago, claiming this order is not accurate. That is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. Marine Reserves units activated for an emergency within the United States, which will come with little warning, cites threats to the homeland. Now, we have the Democrats running around saying they want the 25th Amendment, they want Trump removed out of office, 22nd Amendment, saying that they want to say that he's basically mentally ill. You also have them classically running around on CNN saying it's time to kill him, it's time to remove him. You've got Maxine Waters saying that impeachment's too good for him, he needs to be in prison, in solitary confinement. You've got Phil Mudd of the CIA who famously said the intelligence agencies are going to kill this guy. He now said last Friday that someone's going to stab him in the back with a shank. You have Trump saying this is a coup to remove an elected president. So these are epic, unprecedented times. And you've got the attorney general lined up and getting ready and reportedly about to release, this is even been in the Associated Press, the AG report dealing with all of the illegal spying on the Trump campaign by the Obamas and the Clintons and the reported indictment of Andy McCabe, who will be the first FBI director in history to be indicted. Of course, it came out 3 weeks ago that he's been indicted, but that they brought it up to the deputy director of the Justice Department, that's who's over those things, to hopefully have it quashed or squashed, and that did not happen. So the deep state is scared, and they've launched this new Russia hoax 2.0, the Ukraine hoax. And the first, quote, whistleblower was third hand, probably just Schiff making it up. We know he reads fake transcripts from the House Intelligence Committee chairman's dais. So now someone who had secondhand knowledge reportedly is filing. And so that's all this is just like Blasey Ford and all these other fake women coming out with fake stories. They just want to have this drip, 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 drip where this all builds up. That, oh, we've got him talking to foreign leaders. He's a traitor again, just like he's getting peed on by Russian hookers. None of it's true. He releases the real transcript, not there. But then Trump goes, of course, I'm bringing up all the corrupt deals the Obamas and the Clintons signed in the, with China and everybody else. We're ending those deals where they would get pay, they would get money, they would get on the board of directors of these different companies, and then they would sell out U.S. interest. Of course I'm stopping all that. That's my job, is to go through all these deals and make better deals. I'm doing it to stop corruption. So they're trying to turn this around and say, oh, no, that's corruption, to try to stop the ongoing deals with all these companies that Republican and Democrats, but mainly Democrats, but some Republicans are involved, the neocons, in setting up. Ukraine has been a giant cash machine. It's been in a civil war for a long time. And the West has been funding up to $5 billion a year into it, trying to kick Russian interest out before the civil war started 5 years ago. So we're on the precipice here of a real coup, a hot coup against the president. And the takeaway is the fact that he's called up Marines that you don't call up for hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes, called the Marines for an emergency within the United States, which will come with little warning, cites threats in the homeland. Incredible article at naturalnews.com. We have the article mirrored at Infowars.com with our live feed so we can show you more and so you can share that link. Trump activates U.S. Marines reserves for, quote, emergency within the United States to stop illegal coup. Order says emergency will come with little warning. Cites threats within the homeland. Click below for live coverage. I suggest you share that. Now, the reason I added the part about clearly this is for the coup, is that's what our sources are saying. The president says there's an ongoing coup, and President Trump has told confidants in the past that if they ever try an illegal coup on him outside of Congress, outside of law, which they're now saying they'll do, that he will use the Marines to encircle the White House and then send the Army and Marines in to round up the coup plotters. So this is what you see in Turkey. It's what you see in Guatemala. It's what you see in Venezuela. It's the type of crap you see in countries whose intelligence services battle over who controls the nation, not the voters. And I've said it. Tucker Carlson said it. President Trump has said it. This is about intelligence agencies wanting to take over the government fully and wanting to nullify an election. And so they say we're in a civil war. They say they're going to remove the president. They say they're going to trigger riots. Trump goes, that's wrong. You're putting us into a civil war. They go, oh my God, you want a civil war? That's impeachable. So we see them agitating. We see them pushing. We see them preparing. We see them getting everybody upset. And then sitting back when they create the crisis, and Pelosi goes, I'm so sad we're going to have an impeachment. Oh, it's going to tear our country apart. Can't believe Trump's brought us to this place. It's so horrible. When they've been trying to impeach him before he ever got in office. That's right. Saying, oh, he's criminal. The Russians stole it. So don't seat the delegates. He'll be gone before January 20th, 2017. Then once he got in, remember all the reports we filed, all the shows we covered? Where they had the Aspen Institute on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, and he had Brennan, and he had Clapper on the stage. And they said, oh, he'll be gone by December, by the fiscal year. That's when they want to get him done by, so they can get a hold of the budget again and give themselves all that money again. The Swiss bank accounts aren't big enough. Remember that? Got to play that clip again. Where they said he'll be gone by December. Okay, well, that was 2 years ago now. And then, oh, it's the 22nd Amendment. He's mentally ill. We've got to get rid of him. We've got to get members of his cabinet to do it. So they're threatening members of his cabinet. And so they came up with a plan, since Russiagate had zero truth in it. Well, at least if we have him on real phone calls with world leaders, we'll claim those are inappropriate and claim that there's quid pro quo going on, and we'll have enough people just say it. At least the phone calls are real, even though the contents aren't real. Maybe that'll work, and we'll have enough of a smokescreen there to scare enough people and claim they're going to jail that they'll agree to a 22nd Amendment. But Trump won't go quietly, so they'll have to incapacitate him or kill him. And they shot Ronald Reagan 1 year into office. Trump's way overdue for it, folks. This nation is in total crisis right now. There is a coup going into hot coup right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I think the best thing I can do tonight is just read this article from naturalnews.com. It's also posted at Infowars.com. And then read through the actual command document from the Marine Corps general in charge that Trump put in just a few months ago. I think that's really the most important thing to do. And then understand that there is a war on reality by the Democrats and the neocons that have presided over the sellout of this nation to foreign interest. But if you just tuned in, we're going to be covering this throughout the rest of the show tonight. Trump has activated Marines for a domestic operation to assist civil authorities for a disaster that will come with little warning. Cites threats in the homeland. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the president has already said there is an ongoing coup, an attempted coup against him. He said that about 10 times I know of the last week. He said it on video. In national addresses to the cameras. The Democrats are talking about what prisons they want to put everybody in. They're talking about how they want to kill the president. If you just joined us, I heard video at the start of the show of prominent Democrats saying, let's stab him, let's kill him, let's put him in solitary confinement. These are former heads of counterterrorism at the CIA, like Phil Mudd, Maxine Waters. And they have been foaming at the mouth for impeachment. And so this fake whistleblower comes forward, and then that gives them a platform to have Brennan and other coup architects, former head of the CIA, known serial liar, he's admittedly lied to Congress many times, to say, all whistleblowers activate and report the crimes you know of. And that means, like Blasey, Ford, and others, make up lies like they did with Kavanaugh. It's a repeat of that. You know, Saturday Night Live, three times I watched it, read fake transcripts of the president saying he was guilty, quid pro quo, with Ukraine. That's Saturday Night Live. People knew it was a joke. When Adam Schiff did it as the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, it was criminal. They didn't tell people till later it was fake. MSNBC put out fake dossiers and fake transcripts as well. And they're still saying that's not a full transcript when it is a full transcript. This is how they take over and change the subject from their corruption, because their back's against the wall and Trump is draining the swamp. And Trump's going to win re-election. Even their fake polls show he's above where Obama was 3 years into his presidency, his first term. So they're moving with a real coup, but they can't get one. They don't have the votes in the Senate yet. So they need to drum up some other reason to get the intelligence agencies to move against Trump by saying he's a foreign asset. He won't be removed by the election or by Congress, so we've got to act. That's what they've been saying on television. Somebody's going to kill him. Somebody's going to stab him. And these are people like Phil Mudd, who was over counterterrorism. That means hit teams at the CIA. That's the deep state saying, kill the president. Kill the president. Kill the president. And so you bet he's mobilized the Marines. You see, I've talked to multiple people very close to the president. And the president knew that when he tried to drain the swamp and restore the republic, there was a good chance this would happen. And he's always had a plan that if someone tries to remove him, not through Congress, not through lawful impeachment, but through some type of paramilitary coup with a group of leftists, say out of the FBI or some other agency, that are going to try to grab the president, say we're in command, and hope the coup works, that the Marines are going to remove them. So this happens in countries all the time. It just happened in Turkey last year. And we become a third world country. We act like a third world country now. And so this isn't going to happen. It's happening. The question is, how bad will the coup attempt get? So let's read over it all right now. U.S. Marine Reserve units activate for emergency within the United States, which will come with little warning, cites threats in the homeland. Those are quotes. Breaking update concerning the directive involving the United States Marine Corps Reserve units via Marine Admins number 550-19, signed October 3rd, 2019, authorized by Brigadier General Daniel L. Shipley, Director of Manpower Plans and Policy. Notably, Brigadier General Daniel L. Shipley was nominated by President Trump for the rank of Major General, according to a January 16, 2019 Defense.gov press announcement. Before serving his current role, Shipley served as the Deputy Director, Program Analysis and Evaluation Department of Programs and Resources for the United States Marines. The new order is summarized as Marines ordered to active duty ISO defense support of civilian authorities, means in support of. Many observers are concerned that the Democrats, like Representative Tlaib, openly talking about which prisons to use for imprisoning Trump and his cabinet, and with Hillary Clinton positioning herself to run for president, and with the IG and FISA abuse report set to drop in a few weeks, the deep state Democrats have reached a point of desperation where they may attempt to initiate a hot coup, kinetic engagement, arrest, or execution of the president and his cabinet to avoid going to prison themselves. The entire CIA-run deep state media, i.e. Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, etc., are all in on the effort and are now gaslighting the entire nation with ginned-up whistleblower schemes that are wholesale fabrications. Alex Jones reminds us, and I've told this story before, Trump has long planned to activate the U.S. Marines to stop an illegal coup. It goes on, I spoke with Jones on the phone today about this breaking news, and he told me, I've talked to high-level Trump confidant just recently concerning that Trump would do the deep state attempted an illegal coup. Trump said that they would call out the Marines and surround the White House and legally and lawfully pursue the organizers and the originators of the criminal coup. This high-level confidant is someone who is very close to the president and who is familiar with the president's plans for how to deal with any attempt on the deep state by the deep state to carry out an illegal coup attempt. Again, this high-level confidant is someone who is very close to the president and who is familiar with the president's plans on how to deal with any attempt by the deep state to carry out an illegal coup attempt. We urge all lawful pro-American organizers and individuals to prepare to defend your president against an illegal coup attempt in the coming weeks and months. Details of the military order to U.S. Marines, threats in the homeland will come with little or no warning. These are quotes. Does the following order describe an activation of U.S. Marines reserve units to prepare for an anticipated hot coup against the president? While some might downplay the order as a routine personnel organization directive, you can read the highlights here and decide for yourself. Now, these are unprecedented with the president saying there's an attempted coup against him, and there is. I mean, this is the climate. This is going on. It's like the weather report says, look out for tornadoes, and you walk outside, the sky's green, and you see a tornado a mile away. I mean, we're already in this, is what I'm saying. The question is, how bad is it going to get? Let me go to the actual order here for you. Okay, this is really important. Manpower guidance for activation and the activation of reserve component Marines ordered to active duty ISO defense support of civil authorities. So they're calling up the Marine Corps reserves. And when we come back, we're going to go over all this. And folks, if you're a TV viewer, you can see we're at marines.gov or .mil. For yourself, manpower guidance for activation and deactivation of reserve component Marines ordered to active duty ISO defense support of civilian authorities. Now, 3 days ago, and we've been making phone calls to Marines. Normally, they'd be told what it was for. They'd be told where they were going. That's not the case. So this is a big deal, folks. We're already in a battle, a civil war, a cold civil war for control of the Republic. The Democrats and neocons are on the side of the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and they're openly trying to collapse our borders and cause a race war and the Federal Reserves and trying to kill the economy. America is under attack and our president's under attack and independent free media is under attack. All the censorship's in place when they make their big move. Get ready. Stay with us.
Let me tell you one really fascinating piece here, Chris, that nobody's talking about. Rudy Giuliani and the comment you just made that Mike Pompeo, when he got the stuff from Giuliani, referred to it for investigation. I spent a lot of time in government. There are State Department officials who will testify, intel guys, DOD, Department of Defense people. All of us are sort of a brotherhood and sisterhood. Rudy Giuliani parachutes in from Mars. The people who will testify are going to look at him, including State Department officials, and say, I don't have to protect that guy. He didn't operate by the rules. He didn't do what you're supposed to do in government. I suspect he's worried about what the Congress will do. If I were him, I'd be worried about whether people in government stick a shiv in his back. He's in trouble.
There you go. It was Phil Mudd 2 years ago that said government's going to kill the president. By those clips at the start of the broadcast, the president says there's an attempted coup on him. You have five senators in the last 3 years that have openly called up Ukraine and threatened to withhold money if they didn't do politically what they wanted. And they've openly tried to get dirt on Trump from Ukraine, which didn't exist. But those are people that are under the U.S. control, so they'll do what they're told. But still, they couldn't dig any dirt up on Trump. Now they accuse Trump of what they themselves have done. And say, oh, this whistleblower's coming forward. But then it turns out that the whistleblower never heard this information and that it's not true. So now they've moved on to a whole bunch of other whistleblowers, not just about this phone call, but phone calls to the Germans and phone calls to the Spanish and phone calls to the Russians and phone calls to the Swiss and phone calls to the Australians and phone calls to the Mexicans and phone calls to the Brazilians. Hoping if they get all the president's phone calls, they can find something. Where are Phil Mudd's phone calls? Where are Nancy Pelosi's phone calls? Where are Robert Mueller's phone calls? Where are Hillary Clinton's phone calls? Where are their emails? Oh, they're all shredded or they're all bleached bit. What I'm going to do is next hour, I'm going to relaunch all this and I'm going to read the Marine Corps order on air and I'm going to go over it all. And I do want to specifically open the phones up for citizens, veterans, first-time callers, specifically of what you think about this civil war we're in that we see in government with the globalist interest trying to force out the nationalist interests that are trying to drain the swamp. And what you think about the president saying there's an active coup against him and that they're causing a civil war when they're using wars like they're using words like civil war. And then they say, oh, that's the reason to remove him because he's saying there's a civil war. These people have wound themselves up into a crazy position. They've gone nuts. And they're not going to stop pushing. And that's why I told listeners in the last few weeks that I know their behavior and I've watched them closely. And they intend to try to remove the president one way or another now by the end of the year. Because their corrupt networks are being smashed. They're being dug out of their bureaucratic holes. The president is now getting real reform in and is exposing their crimes. And the big inspector general report's coming out within 2 weeks. The indictment of McCabe is there. So I cannot stress to everyone what a dangerous time, not just for America, but for the world this is. That this is not just business as usual. I have a few other clips I want to play just to set the table here for how crazy they are. Joy Reid panel explains how Dems can make Pelosi president. Then Mad Maxine says spineless Trump supporter, GOP senators willing to harm the country. This was all Friday. Days before that, Mad Maxine said that, quote, we played the clip, prison is too good for him. Impeachment's too good for him. He needs solitary confinement. I mean, you just heard Phil Mudd of the CIA say the president better be worried somebody's going to stick a shiv. Oh, we're so scared to use the prison term. You know, Phil Mudd never did the killing. He just sent other, you know, people to kill folks for him. And then after you go kill people for Phil Mudd, you get set up and put in prison. I mean, it's Obama that hung everybody out to dry. It's Hillary that hangs everybody out to dry. It's Obama targeted record numbers of whistleblowers and media and persecuted all these people. Trump has done none of that. But, oh, he's at war with the press. Well, yeah, he doesn't roll over to them. This is a very, very dangerous time. And you see massive censorship intensifying. Now they're censoring Joe Rogan's podcast. They're not going to stop with anybody. And that lets you know they've got the internet kill switch in place. They've got the censorship in place. They've got big tech ready to make their move. They've been discrediting the president. They've been discrediting his family, the cabinet, all his supporters are getting sued, threatened, attacked, harassed, assessed. This is the criminal group we let take over the country. And then Trump got in and they're like, whoa, you're not doing that. And all over the world, populists are getting elected and the globalists are indicting them, threatening them, shooting them, stabbing them. The leader of Brazil almost died, stabbed in the stomach, because he's a populist trying to fix the nation. What an incredible time to be alive. Here, let's play this clip from MSNBC where they're talking about, oh, if you get rid of Trump and Pence, then it's the Speaker of the House. And then we've got Pelosi. And of course, I told you this years ago, Hillary's always intending to run again. She just knows she's unpopular, doesn't want to announce at the last minute. And now it's all over the news that she's planning to run and that she's telling people she's going to run. I told you, there's a report at InfoWars.com. Hillary is already running for president of 2020. She just hasn't made the announcement yet. Breaking. Hillary Clinton runs for president 2020. Former presidential candidate preparing her second run against Trump, but is already raising money, already going around doing the polls. And in the Las Vegas and London gambling schemes, she's already the number one Democrat candidate. And Bernie's had a heart attack. He's still in the hospital. Biden's raised less money than the other three candidates that are in front of him. Everybody knows Biden is just a placeholder. Biden didn't know he was a placeholder. This is the place we're in, a power struggle. And the elected president surrounded by cowards and traitors making up stuff he never said when they get the transcripts or the NSA recordings, because there's recordings too. Trump didn't do any of this. They don't care. Trump knows he's surrounded. He is dotting every I, crossing every T. So here they are fantasizing about how they're going to put Pelosi in as the president, and they mean it. And if we sit there and let them, they'll do it. No discussion of her corruption, her son on the gas company. No discussion of all the quid pro quo. No discussion of all the failed wars. No discussion of all the illegal spying. No discussion of all the open borders. No discussion of all the things they've done. It's all how Trump's bad and all this hysteria and everybody getting threatened that supports Trump. Hey, you better get in line, because when we take over, you're dead if you don't.
If for instance, Donald Trump, I mean, it's hard to imagine 20 Republicans having enough courage to vote to convict, to be honest, even if they were given, you know, multiple different counts where they could vote yes and some and no and others. It's very hard to imagine it. But let's say that happened. If Mike Pence were to become the head of state, Mike Pence is as deeply involved as Donald Trump is. So you really don't change anything if Mike Pence is in place, and if all of the other people that were involved, all of the conspirators remain in place, and you still particularly have William Barr, who is somebody who is completely now out of the realm of being the public's lawyer and just acting as, we just heard Elizabeth Holtzman say, to deep six investigations against Trump and to raise investigations against his enemies. How does anything change if Donald Trump is no longer at the top of this sort of, you know, web of corruption, but Pence is then at the top of it?
Well, I think a couple of things happen. One, the American voters will actually see, and I remain sort of a Pollyanna, that I believe facts ultimately matter, and that, in fact, even 20 Republican senators might come to their senses and say, the country is at risk if I don't vote this way, and the facts are clear. And I think in this case, we have very clear facts. There is, and Liz and I talked about this before the show, you could impeach Pence first. The problem is that Donald Trump then has to name his replacement. But I think that maybe a deal could be struck where he was told, if you don't make a replacement, then Nancy Pelosi does become president. And so you are going to be impeached and convicted. You need to make this replacement so that the proper party remains in power.
So that's the plan. Terrorize everybody, get control of the executive branch, make the Republicans, who are all being threatened and intimidated by the removal of Trump, roll over. The Democrats then have their new Homeland Security take control of all 50 states' elections, which Obama signed an executive order to do before he left. And there's never a free election in this country again. We become Venezuela, and they send out all the thought police and all the rest of them to start the arrest of conservative leaders. That's the official Democrat plan. So we're in the middle of their attempt to run this hot coup, and they've got former deputy CIA directors saying they're going to stab the president in the back. That's openly sending the directives to murder the president. So there's an excellent report that I want to get to right now that we're going to come back and get into the fact that Trump is activating Marines for domestic emergencies and aiding local police for a threat they say could come any minute. We're obviously in a very serious situation right now, but here's a report from Ms. Kalik from being spooks to being spokespersons. Here it is.
After years in the shadows overseeing espionage, kill programs, warrantless wiretapping, entrapment, psyops, and other covert operations, National Security Establishment retirees are turning to a new line of work where they can carry out their imperial duties. That is, propagandizing the public on cable news. Reborn as cable news pundits, these people are cashing in. So many years working in the dark, only to emerge in the studio lights of the same networks that rail all day, every day against state TV from countries America hates. I'm talking about people like
former CIA director John Brennan, who is now an NBC News senior national security and intelligence analyst.
Ah, yes, John Brennan, a serial liar who, as the nation's top spy, defended torture and lied about U.S. drone strikes killing civilians in a drone program he helped architect. Now he gets to spew his talking points unchallenged on NBC. NBC isn't alone in hiring former spooks as pundits. Almost every network has hired former national security people to fill its 24-hour news coverage. I'm looking at you, CBS.
Fran Townsend is a former Homeland Security advisor to President George W. Bush. She's now a CBS News senior national security analyst.
But CNN takes the cake. It's the biggest spook show of all.
Joining us now, former director of national intelligence, Jim Clapper. He's now a CNN national security analyst.
Retired General Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA and the NSA, the National Security Agency. He's a CNN national security analyst.
CNN legal analyst Asha Rangappa is a former FBI special agent.
James Galliano is a CNN law enforcement analyst and a retired FBI supervisory special agent. Good to see you.
Joining us now is CNN global affairs analyst and former deputy secretary of state, Tony Blinken.
Blinken is also former deputy national security advisor. And that's why, oh, there's more? Seriously?
Join me now, CNN national security commentator, former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers.
We now have Samantha Vinograd, who was a senior advisor to the National Security Advisor under President Obama, and she's a CNN national security analyst.
CNN national security analyst Stephen Hall, he's the retired CIA chief of Russia operations.
Joining me now is CNN counterterrorism analyst Philip Mudd, a former CIA counterterrorism official.
Of course, this isn't CNN's first dance with the devil. Back in 1999, during the bombing of Kosovo, CNN let military propaganda experts work out of its newsroom. So why is this so bad? By hiring former spooks, these outlets are allowing them to shape their news with constant and at times willful disinformation that's never challenged or corrected. It might as well be state TV. It's why CNN screens are filled with an endless parade of belligerent war hawks, fear-mongering the public about America's adversaries. Oftentimes, these are the same people that helped lie us into wars when they were working for the government.
It is completely corrupted journalism. The whole point of what we were supposed to learn from the debacle of WMDs in the Iraq War, which, by the way, this network that we're on was one of the leaders of, was the fact that we were not supposed to trust intelligence agencies when they say things without evidence. And not only did MSNBC and CNN use those people as their sources, they hired them as their news analysts. So if you turned on CNN or MSNBC, it was basically state TV. It was CIA TV.
These so-called analysts are forever loyal to their former employers, whether it be the CIA, FBI, NSA, DHS, or any of the other agencies that make up America's so-called intelligence community. After they retire, they go on to shape the news, propagandizing for the abusive national security state they spent their careers working for, and they're never ever challenged by their corporate media colleagues. Because they spent so many years inside the security state, their instinct will always be to defend it, no matter its abuses. And they often have contracts with foreign governments and various security companies that benefit from whatever talking points they're spouting to the American public. And don't even get me started on the retired generals turned war pundits whose connections to weapons contractors are never disclosed. Imagine if these networks hired former oil executives as climate change analysts. This whole CIA media revolving door is just as absurd. It's propaganda under the cover of expertise. It's scandalous. It's polluting journalism, and it allows career spies to abuse our airwaves, to disseminate self-serving disinformation and pro-war hysteria. Welcome to the Spook Show.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be completely honest with you, just so you can get in your own mind just how serious I believe all this is. And I've proven that I got a pretty good political sense of what's going on in a world of people trying to whitewash what's happening. I even saw the Austin American Statesman without even looking just the other day in the paper. It was, the whole country is now in Alex Jones's wheelhouse, talking about civil war, martial law, coups, Well, it's not that the country's in my wheelhouse. I've been aware of what's going on below the surface for a long time. And about the different power structures that are battling for control of the United States, because the United States pretty much runs the world. And so the United States goes bad, the world goes bad. I mean, China's super evil. Russia's got massive corruption problems and can't hardly take care of itself. The United States has been in that prime position to really help lead the world with soft power. Instead, we've been taken over by multinational corporations and others and have been demoralized culturally and politically so we can be controlled. And that's not my opinion. That's in the WikiLeaks. Hillary talking to professors of psychology and media about increasing cultural division to control us. It's so evil. And if you turn on any movie or any show, most of which are funded by the Chinese communist, it's totally anti-American garbage. Anti-family, anti-God, anti-Christ. When I say anti-Christ, I don't even mean that in the biblical way. I mean it in the biblical way. Isn't that funny? Not from a Christian perspective. They are anti-Christ. They are the opposite of Christ-like. And it just is. It's not even like the Bible claims it. It's now in your face. They keep babies alive and they sell their organs. Bernie Sanders says kill babies in the third world to save the earth. Because he's a liberal, it's okay to say kill brown babies. I mean, these people are unbelievable. But we've got to really be careful. As Nishi said, you stare into the abyss too long, you become the abyss. I have been on air 25 years, and I don't have stage fright. I don't have a problem getting on air. I do a lot of preparation for the shows, and I've never really been nervous or had problems doing the shows. Every day I can almost not do the show anymore. And it's not from pressure in life or what I'm going to do on air. It's like, these issues are so real, so huge, it feels surreal to be on air being a major leader fighting this and then watching everybody else go around their business like it's normal to tune in to CNN or MSNBC randomly. And they're like, we need to arrest and kill the president. And then they make up a bunch of lies because I'm informed. I know they're lying. And to watch Brian Stelter say a huge lie and then look at the camera like a cat with a canary caught in its mouth, looking totally guilty, just saying these huge whoppers. And then to watch them threaten everybody. I mean, here's another big frustration of mine. I know a lot of stuff behind the scenes that I'm not at liberty to say from where I got it or what they told me. I'm just told information to incorporate it into what I'm doing. And the people that have told me stuff over the years have been proven to be very smart and very accurate. And to know this country's really fighting for its life against really bad people that if they get full control are going to break the economy, trigger major uprisings, to finally sink the nation and then come back in and loot it later. And it's going to be horrible fascism with a leftist management system. Extracting all the wealth, taking it offshore. I mean, if you think America's been screwed over so far, that was just the initial phases of getting us domesticated while they sold out what they could. They are going to take everything you've got in an existential gang raping of this country. The globalists have a lot of old scores to settle, a lot of dominance that they want to carry out. Because if they can hog tie like a billy goat and rape this country publicly, they will have a feather in their hat nobody's ever gotten a stick in their hat. And that's what this is really all about. So I'm just going to tell you something. Here's another problem about all this. I have a great crew. They're awesome folks. If I would have gotten up here at 8 a.m. this morning and done nothing but send them clips, I wouldn't have half the clips together I wanted. I mean, there's the clips where they said, we're going to remove the president outside of an impeachment extrajudicially. That's been on CNN. That's an important clip. I'll have it for you tomorrow. I never even got around to telling the crew to get it. Or I could play all the other clips where Democrats say they're going to kill the president or kill his family. Or how they're going to target all his grassroots supporters and, quote, level us and destroy us so we can never rise against them again. These are quotes. I already played a bunch of them today. But when you've got a cacophony of these people saying it, you just have to sit back and really say to yourself, they're saying they want to take over and destroy us because we're just good, decent people and won't accept their corruption. That means that we're going to have to take over and deal with them because they're never going away. They're never stopping. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your property. They're coming for your birthright. They are entitled, worst of the worst globalists, hired multi-generationally by multinational corporations, the Chi-Coms and others, because they fundamentally hate America and hate God and really are just bad people. And it's all evidenced by the terrible things they do, the lies they tell, how they control propaganda worldwide and are normalizing pedophilia, trying to break up the family, trying to, I mean, it just came out with a big major Italian genetic engineer facility just did test of the major vaccines, and they've all got a mutated full human genome that isn't even from a human. It's been made in a lab, put in them with 500 and something cancer genes added to it, carried by viruses into your cells so that your body then replicates a mutant humanoid and basically gives you cancer. But it's worse than that. Before it gives you cancer, it goes into your testicles and mutates the sperm to carry all of the cancer genetics, 500 plus cancer genes, into the new baby when it meets the egg and forms the zygote. And I didn't just believe Mike Adams' report, even though he's a smart engineer. I went and read the reports out of Italy. I went and looked at the test, and I already knew this was going on, but my God, these people are evil. The folks running things have done it through compartmentalization. So it's very small groups, and it's very sophisticated weapons. That who's going to be able to get in there with these new CRISPR systems and go in and then scan it and be able to discover. And this major lab in Italy did it. And so in the MMR shot, in the hepatitis shots, in basically all the big shots you're getting, there's a full human genome of a whole, it's a man, of a man. But it's not human, it's humanoid. It's all of it's mutated. Every gene is mutated. And it's got 500 plus cancer traits added to it. And then it's carried by viruses. Yes, 560 cancer genes, abnormal DNA, genetic modification, a potentially hazardous genes. The whole thing's been mutated, yet mandated to be injected into every child. I mean, what in the hell is going on here? I mean, this is beyond anything in a science fiction movie. And see, the globalists don't want us to break into the highest levels of the black state, the dark state, the black budget project. They don't want us to find out what else is going on. But private labs are able to scan this now and are finding these bioweapon engineered systems to mutate the human species. A new humanoid is being injected into you in, quote, gene therapy to create the new person. And it's a cancer-ridden psychotic. We're back live. I want to take calls for a couple segments coming up in the last two segments. Then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight will be back, 8 a.m. Central. Other shows come on after my broadcast. But if you just joined us again, this is the Alex Jones Show on Sunday. You have to understand that the president says that we're in the middle of a cold civil war and that they're trying to invoke a form of extrajudicial martial law to remove the president and that this is an illegal coup. Now, that is exactly what it is. We are at the point where They are reading fake transcripts the president never said or wrote in the House Intelligence Committee chambers. They're doing the same tactic when I tuned in to CNN and MSNBC this week. And then they were doing the same tactic on Comedy Central and on Saturday Night Live on NBC. Now, obviously, you know that's a joke, but it's creating this whole illusion. It's a war on reality. And they're saying, we're going to force a deal with the Republicans that they'll all go to jail if they don't remove Trump and put in Pelosi. Do you want me to play MSNBC, CNN? They're all saying it. Three articles were on Infowars.com this weekend with CNN, MSNBC, and one of the Sunday morning shows, I forget which one, all saying, well, what will happen when Trump's removed one way or another? People like, oh, well, you know, they don't have the votes in the Senate. They're going to continue to threaten people and their families until they think they get the votes, or they're going to try a 22nd Amendment move saying the president is mentally unfit. They're already saying that. And the urgency of this is so serious that you didn't hear the president the last few times they tried to remove him say, this is a coup, this is an attempt at civil war. This time, they really mean it. And they're really trying to do it. Because they know that Bernie's had a heart attack. Biden's obviously had a stroke and can't talk. Three candidates ahead of him have made more money than he has. The Democrats have raised less than half the money they did last time around in a presidential election this far in. The wheels are coming off. Everyone's turning against him. Everyone's fleeing their cities. All the dead people voting isn't getting them elected. The election fraud they're involved in is coming out. Trump is exposing the Clintons and child trafficking. That was in the news Friday. They're exposing all the corruption in Romania and Hungary and Ukraine with the Clintons and the Obamas looting. And so the whole deep state is scared and is making its move. And you watch. Inspector General reports coming out. The Democrats have been told, back down, stop it, stop trying to sabotage the economy, have a real election, and we'll leave you alone. The Democrats aren't stopping. So Barr is there if they won't back down and make a deal to go forward with the indictments. And the Democrats have said, we're playing a game of chicken, we're not turning off, and Trump's not turning off. So you got the two vehicles coming at each other, they're both going 180 miles an hour. And that's where we are. So I can sit here with a headline about, hey, Trump just called up the Marine Corps Reserves for a national emergency within the United States, which will come a little warning in threats to the homeland. Those are quotes. And folks that know have read the order. It's unprecedented. I've read previous orders that they do every year in case the Marines are needed to go under the civil authority. That's all in there, but there's a bunch of new language in there about emergency that comes with little warning, threats in the homeland. Threats are not things like hurricanes. Threats are attacks. So whether this is 100% for that or not, doesn't matter, because the president already says there's an ongoing coup and that we're in an emergency. Toll-free number to join us. I want you to get your specific take on this, where you think this is going, what we can do to legally and lawfully stop this from happening. But what do we do is the big question if they kill Trump. What do we do if they hit the internet kill switch, which they admit Obama put in, where they can route all websites coming to the U.S. through one government website or group of sites? They've already set that up to, quote, trusted media. They've got all this set up. When Trump got through on them, they weren't ready yet. They've been building and getting ready and getting the censorship in place and getting all the controls in place so they can try to take him out. They think they're ready. And so they're attempting to make their move. What are we going to do about it? 877-789-2539 is the number to call. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And tomorrow I'm going to open the phones up for people that think Trump should be removed and think we should all be locked up in prison. I'm going to do that during the weekday show tomorrow. Because there are a lot of people all over the news saying do that. Think about their rhetoric. Kill Trump. Put him in solitary confinement. Stabbing. That's being said by not just pundits, but former deputy directors of the CIA, like Phil Mudd. He said it again Friday. Somebody's going to stab him in the back, like Caesar. He better watch out. And he's up there all hyped up, angry, red-faced. Somebody's going to stab the president in the back. I'll tell you, in any other time, if George Washington was president and somebody that had run covert operations killing people, you know, Washington used to sign death warrants, said, we're going to stab the president in the back, Washington would write a letter, he'd hand it to the army, and he'd say, take him out. And that guy would be either running for his life or dead within 24 hours. Now, I don't wish any harm against Phil Mudd. He's a little globalist wimp turd. But he's up there for one reason, to create the illusion of confidence. Well, we got seven ways of Sunny to get the president. Oh, we're taking him out. Oh, he's a traitor. Oh, he's an idiot. Oh, he's a piece of crap. Oh, we're going to kill him. Oh, we're going to stab him in the back. Oh, Trump's the enemy. You know, all these agencies are going to get him. Come on, agencies. Get him. Come on, agencies. Kill the president. Phil Mudd isn't going to kill anybody. He wants to get you to go kill him. He wants to get enough people ready to do it so when somebody gives the order to shoot the president's vehicle with an anti-tank missile, the order's taken. Let me assure all of you people trying to gear a coup up. If you physically remove the president, which you know they're going to kill him, or they might just electroshock therapy him a bunch so he didn't know who he is and then say, oh, he had a stroke or whatever. That's another way they do it. That's a Hosni Mubarak. If they do that, you have released forces you will never contain again. Just a guarantee. I'm not talking about from me. I just know history and how things work. You are going to be just annihilated. I guarantee you all these people shooting their mouths off and calling for violence, within a few weeks of this happening, almost all of them will be dead. And whatever group comes in, it won't be the group that thinks it's about to get power. The first thing the new group's going to do is kill all the people that behave like this and acted like this and then open the drawbridge. That's always done by fascist, communist, by ancient rulers. It's guaranteed. You overthrow an elected new government of good people, you're traitors like that, you don't have to worry about Alex Jones coming after you. You're dead. The globalists are going to kill all of you. You're such idiots. You're throwing out the hedge of protection and due process this country had. You're fools. You think there's just one more third world country you're overthrowing? What you're really doing is overthrowing yourselves.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined us, U.S. Marine Reserve units activated for emergency within the United States, close quote, which will come at any to little warning. Cites threats in the homeland. And it talks about helping the civilian authorities and under the command of the president. So what does that sound like? Well, the president says that there's a coup moving forward against him, and there certainly is, by a pack of criminals that have sold this nation out, and they're pissed that they thought they had the country down forever, and now they realize they don't. But if you look at all the other things they're doing and the things that they're engaged in, I really have a lot of mixed feelings. I mean, we're fighting. We're taking the country back. A lot of good things have happened. But it also makes you really sad to know that we've had this big a group of criminals in control bipartisanly for so long that they really think they can remove the duly elected president. They really think they can shut down talk radio and shut down popular internet shows and censor all the nationalists. I mean, you look at the Project Veritas documents and the videos, and it's the Google and Twitter and Facebook employees talking about how much they hate America and how they ban people that like American flags and how much they hate Trump and hate Alex Jones and how they shadow ban everybody and how they're not going to let President Trump win again. And that was 2-3 years ago. And then now here we are. They really think they can get away with this. And they've got the censorship in place. But they don't have the Marine Corps. They don't have the military. They have groups of people inside the bureaucracy who are still operating for the bad guys, but that's the split inside the government right now. So we're in a civil war in this nation between the bureaucracy that's pro-America and the bureaucracy that's anti-American. And the media is held by the globalists that are anti-American and is trying to make those of us that are patriotic and have common sense the bad guys. It's not working, so now they're moving forward to remove the president outside of impeachment. And they're saying it all over the news. And Brennan and Clapper are saying we're going to remove Trump without impeachment. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, they said on MSNBC, on Joy Reid, well, we're going to do it by threatening the other Republicans and making a deal with them that they won't all go to prison if they put Pelosi in. That's the wild eye. We won't send you all to prison if you put Pelosi in. They're a group of terrorists. They're a group of mad dogs. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. They've gotten away with so much that they think they can do this right now. So I want to take your calls, Jared, Kenneth, Chase, Chadwick, Benjamin, and others on this live Global Sunday broadcast. And we were supposed to be off the air by now. We were supposed to not be here when they did all this. You know, those big independent media that blew the whistle on Pelosi and her daughter trying to not seat Trump as the president, trying to have the delegates not put him in 2017. And then they tried to remove him all those other ways. They tried to get impeachment started then. They tried to find Russiagate evidence. They tried to test having women come out and say Trump had assaulted them on Kavanaugh. That blew up in their face. So they said the Covington kids assaulted and did bad things. That didn't work. So they had Jussie Smollett and hundreds of other events they've been caught in. Everything they do turns to crap. So now they say it's time to kill the president. And they have all these famous, powerful people in government come out and say it to legitimize it. And they say, don't let Trump supporters have dinner, go to their houses. Don't let them get gas. Don't let them go to the grocery store. Get in their faces. Now they're saying, go to their houses, attack them. And they're saying, if you don't want to go to prison, I played it last hour. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Joy Reid's show fantasizes. They're not fantasizing, folks. They mean it, to get rid of the president. They say, if you don't want to go to prison, run up the white flag. They can't intimidate Trump. They can't make him back down. They tried to demonetize all the conservatives 3 years ago when Trump won. That didn't work. Then they tried to censor everybody. That didn't work. So then they banned everybody. Now they're taking NRA members' bank accounts away, merchant accounts away from Congress people. And now they're saying, you do what we say or we're going to hurt you. Well, I'm not going to start any fights. But these slime bags are crazy enough to come to everybody's houses. They've been planning it. They've been preparing it. So let me tell everybody something. They killed Trump. You better know if you're Tucker Carlson, you're Alex Jones, you're Sean Hannity, you're Matt Drudge, you're Congressman Nunes, Congressman Jordan. You're one of those type people. They're coming after you, and you get ready. In fact, I would suspect when they move on Trump, they're going to move directly on a couple hundred people simultaneously. And then they'll go down the phases. And everybody can decide at that point what they want to do. You want to try to get on an airplane, get out of here? No, that's not going to work out. No, you're not going to do that, are you? No, I don't think you are. Because these people never expect to get hit back. And that's the point. They're talking about putting us in jail, torturing us, killing everybody. You know, they're up there trying to organize this, you know. So we're just saying, oh, really? Okay. Because, see, if you thought a few spaces ahead, you think Alamoing Trump is going to make people hate him? Instant invincibility. The dead Trump is 1,000 times more powerful than the living one. In fact, if I wanted to destroy you globalists once and for all, I do exactly what you're doing, but you are little handmaidens of Satan, and God uses Satan to carry out his larger plan. Satan doesn't take orders from God, just God made Satan knowing what Satan would do. Satan's our tester, so it's just my job to lay out the facts, and then people can decide which side they're on. I just think you're a bunch of fools. All right, let's take phone calls. Let's talk to Chadwick in Utah. Chadwick, thanks for holding. We'll go to Ryan and others. Welcome, Chadwick.
Hey, thanks, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. You actually, I tripped over you in 2011 on YouTube. You woke me up. I was at the Defense Language Institute learning Persian Farsi. So,
well, God bless you, sir. What's your view on this crazy time we're in? We're in a civil war, the president says. There's a coup going on. I mean, we're here.
100%. We are here. And you're the reason, I mean, you've motivated me to take action politically and legally and lawfully, knowing that if the hot civil war comes, all of us military veterans, and I talk to a lot of them, you know, I run the Veterans Caucus here in Utah for the Republican Party, and we're ready. And I think we're at this point where we need to, I remember Stuart Rhodes talking about how he wanted citizens to organize into, like, you know, small A teams, sort of in a prepper way. I think all military veterans need to be doing that. You know, going from a low ready to a high ready in terms of getting ready to assist the president and the Marines and any sort of, you know, home defense action locally where we're all at. I mean, I think.
Let me ask you this question. Why do you think the globalist funded left is so secure? I mean, they are literally running around a fireworks factory with a flamethrower right now. I mean, they are out of their minds.
Yeah, because they know their time is short. And, you know, if they're going to go down, I mean, they're going to go down no matter what. So I think they're going to make a move. They have to. They've got no choice. They can't let this.
Exactly. So they've already started a bunch of stuff, though. I just wish the president would just be honest about this and declare an emergency and just grab a couple hundred of these people and indict them. And the whole problem, you could grab 10 of them and they would all turn tail and run. I just don't know why we're playing this game of chicken right to the moment they bust a cap in the president.
Maybe. I mean, obviously, he's been trying to walk that tightrope of not playing into their false narrative of looking like a fascist, looking like a dictator. Because, like you said, they've projected everything they've done on him, right? And so they've accused him of being, you know, the unlawfully elected leader. You know, they've accused him of being a dictator and all these things. And so, obviously, we all understand that are constitutionalists, all of us oath keepers, we understand. It's actually the president's job to go execute all these people post-haste.
Exactly. So let me ask you this, Chadwick. Gut level, what do you think ends up happening? Just real quick.
Civil war. So I relocated my family to Utah to survive. It's a very survivable place. You know, we were from the Chicago area. Yeah. Grid down, civil war. You know, it's slash world war. So everybody.
I know this. The communists and all of them just really want it. They really want to taste their teeth in their mouth.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right. Just do like I do.
Well, I gotta tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is one hell of a time to be alive. I'll get to as many of these calls as I can. Tomorrow, I'm just gonna clear the decks and just take calls. I really am. I'm going to come in here because, folks, they're openly saying martial law. They're openly saying kill the president, go after his supporters. They're openly saying all of this. The president says there's a coup happening. It is, by a bunch of globalist criminals. And you just got to ask yourself, what do we do to stop this? I mean, that's really the frustration here. Is that you look at the rhetoric of the globalists and their minions. They hate America. They hate the already born children. They're just bad, and they've shown who they are and put their war face on and say, we're getting your president, we're killing him, and we're going to kill you if you don't get on board. Well, I'm sure as hell not going to bow to that. In fact, I have no fear of these people. I have fear that I'm not working hard enough to beat them before this disintegrates into whatever's about to happen. Let me tell you, most of the people lined up wanting all this big fight they're looking for because they've never been in a fight in their life. And the veterans are awake, folks. That's all I can say. Let's go to, there's so many here to talk to. Let's go to Michael in Houston. Michael, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael. Welcome, sir.
How are you? This is Michael, out of Houston. So there's two ways to restore the republic. The first way is through the courts, and the second way is the way that it appears Trump is finally taking action, which is through the military. and doesn't do it, it's not going to be good. Either Pelosi's going to come in or Hillary's going to come in if they complete the coup. And there's a few things, there's a few ways it could play out. And if we all know through the courts, it's not going to work. The courts are corrupted. The lawyers are all corrupt. The judges are all paid for. They all got skeletons in the closet. There's no way to possibly restore the republic back to its original intent through the courts. And so if Trump has the military, like you say here in this report, and I read up on it too, they bring in the military and start taking out some of these people that are trying to complete this coup, it can really make a difference, and it could really set these people back.
Well, and I know this. I mean, the criminals up there, Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, for, quote, anti-terrorism direct action. That's going and killing people. He didn't do it. He would order it. Little bureaucrat. That guy's saying kill the president and stab him in the back and, you know, slobbering on TV. I mean, that's obscene. No other country would put up with that. That guy would be in big trouble. But again, they're just up there roaring and screaming and yelling and calling for war with us and how they're going to torture us and how they're going to put us in prison and we better submit to them. It's just the tolerance of this country has put it in a very bad position. God bless you. I appreciate your call, sir. Okay, let's go ahead and take a call from Chase in California. Chase, what do you make of all this?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Alex, it's Chase the Patriot, long time.
Welcome,
hey,
go ahead.
I was watching Meet the Press. I don't like watching it, but I do it because I got to make sure I know what the enemy is planning. And exactly like what you're talking about today, John Brennan was on there talking to old Chuck Todd, sleepy-eyed Chuck Todd. And John Brennan was acting like the con man. He has to act confident because he's so nervous. But I want to bring up something that was a little more concerning. Chuck Todd, he brought up these statistics. He said 40% of America is getting false information and 60% is getting reality from us. And can we actually govern ourselves as a nation still? And when you think about that question, asking a propagandist to one another, we really have to take a step back and realize we need to get information from Alex Jones, from our own sources, from the Resistance 1776 on InfoWars on YouTube. There's a lot of places where you can get your information and make your own decisions, not just from the propaganda from John Brennan and Chuck Todd and everyone at George Stephanopoulos. Those are the ones giving you the false information, America. Wake up, think.
Oh, I think America knows that now. Thank you for the call. Great points. Oh, yeah, they blow up on CNN, on ABC, on NBC, whenever Republican senators or Republican House members bring up the corruption and of Biden or any of these people. They just go, how dare you? That's not true. That's not what this is about. It's all about how Trump's bad because he's stopping their gravy train. Let's continue here with Bob in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. The call up of the Marine Reserve is really important because they're tasked with protecting the president. The Army, Navy, Air Force protect the country. Marines protect the president. And I think it's in response to the UN troop movements that are being reported by the truckers in the Midwestern states up in Indiana. There's a lot of UN troops on the highways that have been living in the FEMA camps that the former president authorized, I believe it was December 16th, right before he left office.
By the way, Obama did create Stay Behind Networks, billions of dollars, put all these new subgroups into agencies that Trump's trying to shut down right now. Another reason they're pissed. They left Stay Behind governments, and they've said, we want the UN to come in and occupy the U.S. and our borders. And the UN a few months ago said they agree and are ready to do that. So we have treaties and shadow agreements. There really are a lot of foreign troops and UN troops here, even as you said, at the old FEMA centers and the rest of it. That's really true. And remember, before Obama left, his attorney general, Loretta Lynch, said, we need local cities to bring the UN in to replace the police in a, quote, smart cities initiative. So this all sounds crazy, but this is really going on. Remember, Beto and others filed complaints with the UN over Trump and the border. Remember that?
Yes, sir. Your first caller mentioned the ex-military perhaps getting together. They are already organizing, and if he will get in contact with his former comrades in arms, I'm sure some of them are organizing. A couple things our president needs to do. He has to take his case to the American people on TV. I think time that with accelerating Attorney General Barr's indictments and maybe call for a multi-million man march in D.C.
You know, I think all that's great. The indictments need to be accelerated. The crimes are all out in the open. As soon as they start taking down some of these crooks, that'll bring the whole system down. But those crooks are threatening the rest of the system that if they go down, they're going to go down. That's why the system's so scared, because Trump is forcing this confrontation because the Clintons and others never back down. So Trump can't back down because they never back down. I appreciate your call. Great point, sir. Thank you. Let's take some more here. Let's go ahead and talk to Demetrius in Illinois. Demetrius, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Man, I tell you, I've never been more stressed out. This is just history's happening, and I just feel like I'm not doing enough to raise the alarm. You know, we've been, I mean, they're third time's the charm. They're really trying to take Trump out this time, and they're even admitting now it'll be outside of impeachment. So I don't know what we do if they kill the president or kidnap him. I mean, it's all going to just go to war in the streets, I think, and I just don't want that to happen.
Well, I tell you what, me and everybody I know, good old boys, ain't going to take this lying down. If something does happen, then time to leave the farm behind and go take care of business.
Well, the last caller said we all need a 2-million-man march on D.C. That's all fine and dandy. We need everybody to go to their congressional districts while they're still out right now and go to the meetings they're having and get in their face. And then go to D.C. and go to their offices and get in their damn faces. They're our servants. They're not like holy people that you are up on some mountain. You go in there, their offices are open. Go in there, Schiff, all of them. You know, go in there and legally and lawfully get in their damn face. You agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's a lot harder for patriots because we actually have a life. You know, we're not these low-life Antifas that can just go out there and waste our time every day on crap.
I hear you, brother. God bless you, Demetrius. Real fast, Jared in Washington, you're on the air.
Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller, veteran. I got to say, love the show.
Thank you.
I listen a lot lately. Now, I got to say, the deep state spider web, man, it runs all the way down. It goes into the social media and everything. And good thing about a spider web is they're usually pretty weak. You know, we can break through that.
That's right. It's all intimidation. It's all we're going to get you if you don't do what we want. And finally, Trump says, fine. He's showing he can turn the tide. We can, too. And that's why they're so angry. Listen, I apologize. You made great points. We're out of time. Thank you, InfoWarrior. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, Dominic, Robert. Call me back tomorrow. I promise. Start of the show. I'm taking calls by the second segment tomorrow. I'm going to take a ton of calls tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I bet David Knight does tomorrow morning. And this whole state we're in is incredible. The article about Trump calling the Marines for domestic operations is a big deal for threats in the homeland. And we'll come in with little warning, close quote. That's at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And then the whole live feed of this show will be reposted there. If you missed any of the show, it's about to be reposted in that article at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. I'll see you guys back tomorrow, Lord willing. Thank you.